Yes, can we come to order for the Water Issues Committee meeting of Wednesday, June 10th, 2026 at 12? Shall we stand for the pledge? You want to do the pledge?
Please join me as we salute our nation and our nation's flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, roll call. Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here.
Director Yeo?
Here. Can you hear me?
Director Tran?
Present.
Director Nguyen? Director Amezcua? Director Amezcua? Director Jung?
Jung's here. Thank you.
Director Meeks?
Here.
Director Sheldon? Director Bilodeau?
I am participating as a member of the public and in transit to the district.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay.
Do we
have
hear
any
me?
Items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Now is the time for visitor participation. Anybody want to speak? Go listen. Okay. I'm not seeing any hands. All right. Can we move to the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Okay. I'll second.
Grant, second the motion.
Okay.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Amezcua? Director Jung?
Jung's an aye.
That motion passes with 5-0.
Okay. Moving on to item 17, a La Palma Basin Shallow Subsurface Recharge Demonstration Project update.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Adam Hutchison will give this presentation regarding a kind of innovative recharge technique where we want to test and pilot out at the recharge facilities.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're here to give you an update on the La Palma Basin Shallow Subsurface Recharge Demonstration Project. That is a mouthful. So I want to give you an update on this. Now, before I get started, I wanted to share with you how we came about. Oh, wait.
Just going to get rid of that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Chris. How we came up with this project. So this all started with the development of the resilience plan. We have two internal working groups that come up with ideas for the resilience plan. There's a recharge enhancement working group called REWIG. We've been meeting for over 35 years now. And then we have the strategic planning group. And these groups come together with ideas on how we can better meet the mission of the water district and make us more resilient over time. And these projects and ideas are vetted and ranked and put into the resilience plan. So the project we're talking about today is in the resilience plan as part of project number 10, which is GWS recharge optimization. So there's a menu of projects here that we're looking at to optimize our recharge of GWS water. And subsurface recharge of GWS water is project 10F as highlighted here. So as you know, the district has historically used surface water recharge to accomplish our objectives as well as injection wells. But infiltration galleries are a new approach. And the idea here is putting infiltration galleries underneath the subsurface and recharging the water under existing land uses, such as parks, roads, and open space. Other technologies that use this approach are infiltration trenches, as well as dry wells. You've probably heard of dry wells used for stormwater recharge in Arizona and other areas of the country. It's all the same technology, putting in the water under the surface above the water table. Now, the benefit of this is we don't have to buy the land. We can do this in other areas where there's already existing landowners. Could lower the capital cost of projects and preserve basin spreading capacity for imported water and surface water. But the challenges are there's a lot of uncertainties with the geology. Is the geology favorable for this technology? And the fouling and the clogging is really a key concern. Right now, when a basin gets clogged, we can clean it easily and put it back into service. Injection well can be backwashed. But these systems are in the vadose zone where it's dry. So once the water stops, it's dried. It's really difficult to rehab and clean these. So that's really probably the number one question we're trying to answer here. So there's really unknown performance issues. How long are these systems going to last? And that's really what the pilot project is designed to answer that question. So we're going to do this pilot project at La Palma Basin. And the reason is that we own the land. It's our property. There's a GWS pipeline that goes right through the property. There's existing monitoring and operation going on there. And it's already permitted for recycled water use. So we don't have to go through another step of permitting to get permission to put recycled water in this location. I'm going to zoom in a little bit closer. So the concept is to put this infiltration gallery on the southern access road, shown in green over here. The existing GWS pipeline is shown on the left, going north to south. So the project could tie into that supply pipeline and pipe water over to this infiltration gallery area at a rate of anywhere from 50 to 600 gallons per minute. We're going to test multiple configurations to see which type of material and setup is going to give it the best longevity. So I'm going to zoom into the green box now a little bit closer. You can see the black line right here around there. That's the test area. We're going to start out with a small phase one test. So this is these are two trenches side by side, about 100 feet long. And we're going to test two different types of material for backfill. One is gravel and the other is native backfill. Having these side by side with the same pipe but different backfill material will allow us to compare directly which one performs better over time. So we're going to start off with slotted PVC pipe that you see on the right there. That's going to be our original material we're going to use. The backfill material is shown at the bottom, gravel in one trench, native in the other. The native is a lot cheaper because you're just using the native material there. So this is really designed to get at future implementation. You know, what material works best, what the cheapest cost alternative that gives us the most longevity. So the pilot test is really designed to see how much recharge are we going to get out of these trenches and how long does it last? Because we know they're going to foul over time. Everything clogs. But can we get a lot of runtime out of them before they clog? And can we rehabilitate them? Is there a way to jet them out and put compressed water or air in there to try and clean these out? So we're going to look at different materials, maybe corrugated HDPE pipe. It's relatively cheap. And all the while, we're going to monitor the groundwater response, water quality, and then at the end, kind of analyze the sum of the data we collect and see is this really a viable technology to deploy on a larger scale. Now, in talking about the opportunities, what we're looking at is ideally be close to the GWS pipeline. Be up in the forebay area where surface water recharge goes into the deeper aquifers. And so we did a quick little map here showing the Angel Stadium parking lot, for example, and other parks and open spaces near the GWS pipeline. And it could include even our access roads around our basin. We could put them underneath the roads and enhance our recharge capacity on our property. So these are just some of the long-term potential applications. But we won't know if these are viable until we do our pilot test and gain the information about the system and how they perform over time. So we've completed our design. Construction is going to be mostly done in-house, hopefully starting later this summer, with initial operations starting in the fall. And because the hope is that these systems run for a long time, if they don't run for very long, then the technology is maybe not a viable one. But we're hoping that it takes a couple of years for these systems to plug and get a lot of good information on them and see how they work and then evaluate the performance at the end of the pilot test. So just the key takeaways from today that this project evaluates a new recharge approach. If it turns out to be a viable approach and can add it to our recharge toolbox, I could expand our recharge system without having to buy additional property and additional land. But as we mentioned, the key uncertainty is the long-term performance, clogging. Can you restore the basins after they become clogged? And so this pilot project gonna support long-term, support future implementation decisions and supports our resilience plan and our recharge optimization goals. But that's a quick, I went through and really quickly there. Hope any questions, be happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments? Director Yeo?
Yes, thank you. Can you all hear me?
Barely.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my... I'll try to speak louder here. Hopefully okay. It comes through. Yeah, Adam, thank you for the presentation. My question, I have a couple. First is the choice of location. Would this work interfere? Whatever we're doing already at La Palma Basin, would it interfere with the performance? And another question is, obviously, the larger the spreading ground, the area, the more that, and plus, you know, the type of geography, the material in the area that would affect the recharge rate. These look, little sliver look kind of narrow. Are we going to get anything substantial out of this? Do you have any projection before we run this pilot?
Hey, Director Yeo, I can probably answer that. As far as interference, we don't think there will be interference. The pilot project is relatively small and far enough away from that basin in that area that we don't think interference will be an issue. And the primary goal here is just to see how long can we go without fouling occurring. So we think we're good with the interference. As far as the small slivers, that won't be an issue either. I mean, we're putting pure GWS water into the ground, into these pipes. So those the width of those slots that you saw on the pipe are large enough so that that there won't be an issue there.
Okay, and I'm already thinking like ahead. Assuming that this is successful, and you mentioned that is GWRS water, we will be looking for, I guess, partners along the pipeline and see if we could, you know, use somebody else's property without us spending money buying up the underlying fee, because real estate is very expensive. Sorry, I'm already thinking ahead that I like this to be successful. But how do we implement something like that?
No, that's exactly where we would like to go. If this proves viable, then yeah, be able to use other people's property without having to make a purchase.
Okay, thank you. Great work. Great
Is
ideas.
That it? Director Yeo, are you finished?
Yes. I'm sorry
okay,
about
thank
my
you.
Audio issue.
Director Tran?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you also for the presentation. Have we had a budget for this pilot program as yet?
Yeah, we have a budget to do this. It's going to be pretty cheap. We're going to use a lot of our own people to do the actual construction. But as far as buying the supplies, we have money budgeted to buy the pipe and the equipment necessary.
Right, which is fine. Strategically, you know, long-term planning, assuming that OCWD gets favorable results from the program, what are we hoping to do going forward in terms of projects based on the results of the pilot program?
Yeah, we would search for areas where we could potentially install the pipeline, and so it's We'll just be looking for opportunities and parking lots or parks that are near the GWS pipeline. We're not sure how many potential projects are out there. You need landowners who will cooperate with you. Yes, there could be relatively large projects in the future if we could find maybe like an athletic field or something where you could install these underneath. But not exactly sure what the future holds for us with this technique of recharging water. But at the moment, we just want to make sure it is a viable option.
Right. Well, viability also involves financial viability, and I'm trying to figure out, based on what Director Yeo has touched on in terms of the cost of renting or even purchasing space to do this. I mean, how would that pencil out? Generally, I don't know whether we've run any financials on this, but would it be economically profitable, if you will, for lack of a better description, or viable financially to carry on real projects in the
Now,
future?
we definitely think it'll be very site specific as to how much water we can recharge, how much of this pipe we would lay down in that area. So it could be the other big issue is it's definitely a lot cheaper than purchasing land. Frankly, if we want to increase our recharge capacity, the most effective way is to buy land, but land's probably up to $4 million an acre up there. I don't know exactly what it is, but land would be very costly. We know this option would be cheaper than buying land, but it would be very site specific. And if we found a site where we thought this technique could work, we would calculate exactly what we think our cost would be. And we'd calculate how much water we think we could recharge. And we would have to make a decision at that point, is it worth doing? But that would be something that would come in the future.
All right. Very well. Thank you so much for all the presentation.
Director Wigand.
Yeah, looking at, some of these cities have these state mandates for building homes. And so there's going to be a lot of infill projects. So we could potentially look at an overlay of the areas that we think it would work, and then areas that potentially could be, and you put Angel Stadium or the properties around there, there could be other sites for housing opportunities that the cities are looking for. So while they're digging up these tracts of land to build homes, maybe there are some type of systems that we could put underneath those. So, there's a lot of opportunities moving forward in the next few years due to this housing mandate from the state. So there could be some opportunities there.
And in general, this technique will work best further north we are. As you get south, you start getting into aquitards and the geology is not as favorable. But the closer we are to the Anaheim area, you have just direct recharge straight into the aquifers. But as you come south and like get south of the 5 Freeway, the geology may not work for this type of technique.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
I have a couple of questions. Since you're using GWRS water, why would you have fouling? Where would the fouling come from the ground?
Yeah, even though GWS water is so pure and clean, we do add some lime to the water. And so there's some particulates in it. There's a pipeline. There's some shedding that occurs on the pipeline. And so it's not completely pure. It's the purest water out there, but it's not without particulates. So it does clog very slowly, but it does happen. And so even Mira Loma or La Palma has to be cleaned twice a year. Which is still very good. River water basins might have to be cleaned every 3 months. So you're getting a lot more runtime, but they do clog over time. And so, yeah.
And then, if you're going to check for fouling and then try to clean them out, does that mean you're going to have to dig up those pipes?
No, the goal would be to go inside the pipe with some type of a jetting tool and leave it in place, but see if it can stir up any clogging material and vacuum it out, kind of clean it, backwash it.
Okay.
Well, it'd be trial and error to see what works or what doesn't work. It's challenging.
Where would that water? Oh, it would just go wherever it was going to go anyhow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? This is informational. Thank you. That was a good presentation. No more questions? Okay. Shall we put everything on the consent calendar?
Sounds good.
Any director's comments? General manager?
I mentioned last week the grand jury PFAS report was coming out. It did officially come out yesterday, and we have 90 days to respond to it. It's a very positive report, like complimenting us and the producers with the PFAS program we've developed. But there are findings and recommendations in there that we need to respond to. We have 90 days to respond back to the grand jury. So we'll be coming back in July or August with like a draft response to discuss with the committee.
How many findings are there?
It's like eight findings, six recommendations.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. We're adjourned.